For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Along our coast, 187 miles of sand and waves, teeming with turtles, dolphins, even the endangered Atlantic right whale, and attracting millions of tourists each year. But the Seaside Playground has become a battlefield ever since the Trump administration lifted the ban on offshore drilling, with locals defending the coast at public hearings.
The exploration itself can be the most destructive things.
And going on the offensive at the ballot box, electing a Democrat to the coastal 1st Congressional District for the first time in 40 years. Joe Cunningham promised to fight offshore drilling in a campaign ad while swimming in the ocean.
We can't drill out here.
But 1 month after Cunningham's election, and despite plenty of public outcry, the federal government issued permits to 5 companies for seismic testing in search of oil and natural gas. Environmentalists, as well as Republican and Democratic leaders, sued. State Attorney General Alan Wilson just joined in. And Cunningham is introducing a 10-year moratorium on offshore oil and gas drilling.
I'm proud to be here today to hold this administration accountable for its reckless decision to proceed down the path of Atlantic drilling.
He also laid out other ammunition he'll take to Washington.
I've been talking with local state reps who are introducing more legislation to essentially ban the infrastructure that's necessary for oil and offshore drilling. So we were going to attack this from every single angle.
Environmentalists say the noise from repeated air gun blasts used for seismic testing is detrimental to marine life that rely on sound. Federal authorities promised to take precautions and monitor endangered wildlife. But also at stake, South Carolina's $20 billion tourism industry. Fisherman Rick Bauman says offshore drilling will destroy a way of life.
If the oil people come to town, things will never, never be the same.
But maybe things should change, says State Senator Stephen Goldfinch. He represents Georgetown and Horry counties, communities whose tourism-based businesses have repeatedly been shut down by hurricanes and floods. He's not in favor of oil, but says why not explore natural gas?
Why aren't we having a conversation about an industry that could bring literally thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in investment to our coast and diversify our economy?
It's an interesting idea, but may be too late, says Lisa Taransky with the Coastal Conservation League. If the permits get final approval, the companies get the go-ahead to test for both oil and gas. What they find, she adds, does not have to be made public. It typically goes up for bid to the oil and gas industry.
By putting into motion seismic testing permits, you are beginning a silent auction for the coast of South Carolina.
What's more, Taransky says there's not enough oil off our coast to make a dent in the national demand. Governor Henry McMaster has asked the president for an exemption, like the one granted to Florida for its reliance on tourism. Still, there's another argument, not based on the economy. Consider this 20-year-old biology student at a recent public hearing.
It's really obvious to me that the environment does not merely exist as a conduit through which we can achieve our economic goals. Our existence is contingent upon the health of the environment.
In other words, protect the environment, our coast, because it's the responsible thing to do. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.